Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings to everyone that is tuning in throughout this world, throughout this earth. I thank you for tuning in this Saturday morning, May 9, 2015, 9 a.m. Central Time. I thank you all for tuning in through the internet and by phone to hear this topic. What has to be real for us that relates to this topic, the slave master within? I want to go into the Bible, reading Psalms 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily those shall be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospered in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. What was just read was Psalms 37, verse 1 to verse 7. And coming to us in the Holy Quran, in Surah 103, Al-Asir, the time, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, by the time, surely man is in loss, except those who believe and do good, and exhort one another to truth, and exhort one another to patience. Thank you all for listening to what was said from the Bible and the Holy Quran to make this topic to be real to us. The slave master within. So many of us is looking at outside forces, human beings, white, black, people of different religion, Christian, Muslim, and others. And we see the things that is happening outside of us in the world that we are living in. And so many of us, we get caught up with the media. We get caught up in how so many people are dying, the calamities of the earth, what is going on in different cities, even in our own city, what is going on in countries throughout the world. And many of us, we feed into the things that's happening outside of us, and we lose focus on what we need to really pay attention to. We look at our own condition. Some of us ignore the things that is troubling us, keeping us down, causing us to go backwards, not advancing in life. And we put more effort to look at what other people are doing. What other countries are doing, what other cities are doing, what other organizations, what other groups and artists, whomever that we pay close attention to, why is it that when we see ourselves, we see the same things that are happening in our lives that we experienced last year and years before that? And some of us feel as though that this is the way we're going to continue to live. There's no hope for us. There's no advancing for us. There's no gaining for us because of my skin color, because my mother wasn't there, my father wasn't there. I was raised in foster homes. I was molested. I was abused. And we continue to punish ourselves. And some of us, we even blame God for what has taken place in our lives. And we feel as though it's us. It's up to us. So that's why some of us, we have good intentions. Some of us, we know that if it wasn't for the Creator of the heavens and of the earth, we wouldn't be where we at right now. We wouldn't be able to do the things that we have been blessed to do in the past as well as in the present right now. And we use the term self-made. I'm a self-made millionaire. I'm a self-made billionaire. I'm self-made. And we play a part in what we have in our possession. We played a part in the person that we are right now. Did we do it by ourselves? No. We had to have some help. Thoughts appeared in our mind. And we were serious enough that we picked those thoughts. And we fed those thoughts. We took actions with those thoughts. And we kept on just like a woman being pregnant. We kept on going through the process for days, for weeks, and for months. Even some of us for years, because we felt as though those thoughts was real to us. And that's why it says in the Holy Quran, to believe in the unseen and to keep up prayer and to spend out of what we have given you. What was said was, believe in the one that created you. Even though you haven't seen me physically, but you are a part of me. I created you in the image and the likeness of you. In the image and the likeness of me, I apologize. In the way that I made you, no one else played a part in that. Yes, it was from that man, your father, your daddy. It was from the sperm that played a part to produce you. And you made it out of billions of sperm to be born and to be the person that you are right now. You went through tests and you went through trials and tribulations. People overlooked you, mistreated you, abused you, and took your kindness and your love for granted. You didn't come out as most people. Some of your body parts was longer than others. And you had to be taught in a special way. And the things that you went through at an early age, I know it was hard. I know it was difficult. I know that you felt as though, why did you have to be born to go through the things that you went through? People that are tuning in right now, I want you to take what is being said seriously. This is not Roosevelt Muhammad speaking. Before this show came on this morning, I asked the Creator of the heavens and of the earth, I asked him to speak to us and to work through me to express himself to us. That's why I am the co-host of this show, and he is the host of this show. I'm thankful to be this type of human being that live a life of peace, of gratitude and happiness, and not to allow my past issues, those negative things that took place in my life, to haunt me down, to beat me down, to confuse me, and make me feel as though that I'm living for nothing. I know my purpose in life. My purpose in life, Roosevelt Muhammad, my purpose in life is to make people feel God, to make people feel good, to make people become aware that you have a purpose as well. You have to ask him who told me, who gave me my purpose of living, my purpose in life. What is your purpose? Because we all have a purpose in life. And we must know, it's some people right now, in their 40s, 50s, and above, if you ask them what is your purpose in life, they couldn't tell you. They will hesitate. They will be confused with the question. I'm here to tell us that we was born to live. We was born to do great things. We was born rich. We was born wealthy. We was born to be creative. We was born to be prosperous. We was born to be successful. It doesn't matter our religion belief may be, whether it's Islam or Christianity, whether it's Buddhist, it doesn't matter. And for those, for whatever reason, that are atheists, that doesn't believe in the Creator, well, you have to deal with that. You have to understand one thing and be real. Do you know the essence of electricity? No man on the earth knows the essence of electricity. We have faith to turn on that switch. We have faith to flick up and down that switch on the wall. We know that those lights are coming on. We believe that the only way we can function in our home at nighttime, even before the sunrise, in the morning, that we must have that light on. Well, that's the same way we have to get back into believing in God. We are not functioning on our own. Back in the days, hundreds of years ago, and some are witnessing this right now. Our names, our culture, our way of living, I'm talking to the original people, was taken from us. All of these different names in the East, those names wasn't there. That's why the original man and woman are called the Asiatic black man and the Asiatic black woman, because of us being from Asia. The whole East, it was called Asia. You can look it up yourself. You can Google this. You can Bing this. It wasn't no Japan. It wasn't no Afghanistan. It wasn't no China. It wasn't no Libya. It wasn't none of these countries in the East. It was called Asia, the whole entire East. That's why we are the original people, black man and black woman. Every race came from us, even the white race. I can go more into it. This is your homework. Look into this. You need to know who you are. And when you become acquainted of who you are and what you are, the madness, the misery, the frustration, the stress, the bitterness that we tangle into, we will no longer live. That's why outside of us, we killing one another physically, because we killing ourselves spiritually and mentally. Wars and peace come from the mind of man. It comes from the mind of man. Because we want power, we want recognition, we want to be wealthy, we want to be rulers, we want to be the king of this city, the king of this country, the king of this town so bad that we would rather take the lives of another human being, especially our brother and our sister, just to be at the top. That's why we must be careful when we self-labor ourselves, because we have a price to pay. If I call myself the king of Minnesota, and the killing that is going on in Minnesota, I'm the king, right? I'm the leader, right? That means that the blood that is in the highways, in the byways, in the hood, in the trap house, everywhere in Minnesota, the blood is on my hand. Because I'm the king, right? I'm the ruler, right? That's why we must be careful. You know, we want to be known so bad where we kill the God within us. We kill the messenger within us. And we stay on the plantation. It doesn't matter how much jewelry we have. It doesn't matter how much money we making. People may say, well, I ain't into that religious stuff. I ain't into that God. Well, what you into? You following somebody. You co-telling somebody. You wouldn't be where you are right now if it wasn't for some people helping you. You agreed to certain terms and conditions, did you? You signed your name on that piece of paper, did you? You said, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, to those people that helped you to be where you are right now, did you? You wouldn't have those foreign cars. You wouldn't have different zip codes and area codes if it wasn't for other people helping you. That's why we must be careful when we say that I can't forgive you. You a sucker. You a nigger. I can't stand you. I hate you. Look at what we're saying. That's the blind leading the blind, the deaf leading the deaf, the confused leading the confused. My name is Roosevelt Muhammad. That name Roosevelt came from my mother. That name Muhammad came from my father. That name Muhammad weighs more than Roosevelt. Why is that, Roosevelt Muhammad? Because the name Roosevelt, people say, well, you got a presidential name. Okay, that's what you call it. But the name Muhammad is a name of God. That name Muhammad means one worthy of praise, one praise much. See, I got something to live for. It's not just for me to wear the name Muhammad when I know it's a divine name. That name has a divine meaning to it. That name is not of the slave master from thousands of years ago. That name was given to me through my father from the creator of the heavens and of the earth. And once I was blessed with that name, I had to understand one thing. It's like going to the tailor and you getting your pants sized, your suit size, the jacket and the pants that makes the suit. And the tailor is measuring us from the feet to the waistline, from the waistline to the shoulder blades. Now, when we put on that suit, after the tailor have created the suit for us, when we look in the mirror, what do we say? I'm sharp as a tack. I'm clean as Clorox. What did you just say? You said, I am sharp as a tack. I am cleaner than Clorox. I am make the suit. The suit doesn't make the human being. The human being in the suit, in the garment, in the clothing, make it. So it's just like the name. The name just giving me my identity. But it's the person that makes the name. That's why once we become aware that it's up to us to live, it's up to us to die, we would take life more seriously. We must have the motivation and the education of self, the knowledge of God, and the knowledge of other races of people, not to judge them, not to mistreat them, nor to mishandle them. But we must make people feel God. G-O-D. Some people say, I'm going to make you feel good. Well, that is just an extra O in the word. And when we look at the word God backwards, we say, dog? What's up, my dog? What's up, dog pound? Man, I'm rolling with my dogs, and my dogs are rolling with me. Really what you're saying, and you're saying that because you do not know no better. You do not really understand what you're saying. Really what you're saying, my gods are rolling with me, and I'm rolling with my gods. What's up, God? We are little gods, lowercase G-O-D-S. We are little gods that are the co-creator of our lives. As a man thinketh, so is he. How do you feel right now, thus far, tuning in to this show, The Slave Master Within? Many people that are incarcerated. Some can make it during the time that was served to them. Some people can do, and I know some people can do 25 years day for day. Day for day, 25 years. The same routine that man and men have laid out to follow every day being in that institution. But it's up to that man, those men, to understand that the real institution is my mind. Yes, I know the circumstances and the condition where I'm living it physically, but in truth, it's the way that I feel spiritually and mentally to be able to operate on another level, to get out of the comfort zone. I know that with me doing 25 years or less, day for day, the only way I will be able to make it through, the only way I will be able to survive, is the way that I must change my way of thinking from negative to positive, from being weak to being powerful. That's the only way I can make it. It's not so much depending on how much I bench press, how many people that I know in this institution. It's about me bench pressing the knowledge of self, bench pressing wisdom and knowledge, and having the light of understanding to comprehend and to be focused on these guidelines that the Creator have given to me directly. You say, what, Roosevelt Mommy, what did you say? You mean to tell me that the Creator, he can answer my questions, he can supply my needs, he can give me what I want and have a desire for sincerely, directly? Yes, I'm a witness of that. No T-Mobile, no Cricket, no Metro PCS, no Verizon, no Sprint, no track phone, no pay phone can do a better job to bring about a clear connection than the Creator. And you do not have to pay as you go. And you can do this without a monthly fee. Even if your service is down right now, you can reconnect your service. You can reactivate your service without a fee. All you have to do is surrender. All you have to do is be fully honest with yourself and talk to the Lord. Talk to the Savior that wakes you up in the morning and bless you to rest at night without harm overtaking you, without death overtaking you. You can do this right now without hesitation, without procrastination, without second guessing, without doubting yourself and doubting your Lord and your Savior. You have a job to do right now. You have to make a massive impact in your life with massive action to break those shackles. You have to break those shackles. That's why those men and women that's incarcerated, they come out stronger than when they went inside of that place, because they knew it wasn't what man made, but it's what God made. And see, that's why I don't call myself and whatever God blessed me to do, I don't say self-made, I say God-made, because he's the best tailor than anybody on the earth. See, when God lay things out for you to wear, I wouldn't care if you got Tom Ford. I wouldn't care if you got Ralph Lauren. I wouldn't care if you got Versace. I wouldn't care if you have Gucci. I wouldn't care if you have Louis Vuitton. I wouldn't care if your garments are 100% linen and silk and cotton. None of those people can out tailor make you than what God can make you to reflect. This is a God. It's many gods. But see, I'm speaking on the true and living God. I'm speaking from the God that made us. I ain't talking about these perpetrators. I'm not talking about these imitators. I'm not talking about these artificial flavor gods. I'm talking about a real living God that has no birth record. See, these other gods got birth records, but this God has no beginning nor ending. I'm talking about a God that can lay you out. I mean, this is the type of God that can create your spirituality and your mentality. He can tailor-make both of them without you having to say, look, you didn't size me up right. You need to take me up a little bit. You need to lower my pants leg. I'm talking about a God that everything he do is perfect. You may say, well, am I worthy of this? I did so much wrong in my life. I mean, my lifestyle is horrifying. And I cannot get past of the way people treated me. I cannot get past of that white man, that blue-eyed devil, the skunk of the planet Earth. Let me ask you this. The one that you call the blue-eyed devil, the one that you call the skunk of the planet Earth, is he still living? Is he prospering? Is he being successful? Is he standing over you with a gun to your head? Is he forcing you to do things against your own will, especially God's will? Be honest. And the answer will be no. It's that white man that lives inside your mind. It's the music that doesn't make the way we feel even better. You say, well, Roosevelt, you act like you don't listen to different things. Yeah, I listen to music. I listen to rap music, trap music, jazz, country, opera, R&B. And you say, well, it corrupt you, did it? Well, see, before I listen to any of this music, and this is honest, what I'm saying, and this can help you. Before I want to hear what is coming from the mind and the heart of human beings, and I'm not here, first of all, to judge nobody. First of all, that's first and foremost before I listen to what they are talking about. And I ask my God, I ask him to bless me with good intentions and with the right purpose of listening to the music. And I ask him to guard his spirit that he gave to me. And I ask him to help me to get the best part of what I'm listening to. Help me to get out of what I'm getting from this song. What can help me and inspire me and motivate me and bless me with the determination to keep pressing forward and to not only be a champion, also to stay a champion. And once the song has ended, I do not go and beat my wife and beat my children and call them hoes and bitches and other names that I may have heard. But see, it's like going to the buffet. We have a choice what we want to put on our plate. We have a choice of the drink that we want to put in our body. Well, it's just like that. We have a choice right now. We have a choice to point the finger at others. With one hand, we're pointing the finger when we have four fingers pointing back at us. We have a choice. Either we can create or remain unproductive. You know, when we repeat the same things over and over again, and I heard this from one of the people that helped me to be what I am and continuing to strive and to grow and develop to be better than what I was in my past. The Honorable Louis Farrakhan said, when a person repeats the same thing over and over again and get the same results, it's insanity. And I really see where he's coming from, not because he said it. It's real. It's just like an artist. He or she sing about the same stuff over and over again. And I say stuff not to be disrespectful. When you hear the same message being put out, about selling dope, about having the most money, he broke my heart, I can't live without you. When you constantly hearing an artist repeat that over and over again, either they looking for attention, and they looking for sympathy, or they crying out. So they get out all of their frustration in the booth. And that's why some artists, they perform with shades on. Because if they look in the eyes of the people in the crowd, they couldn't perform. They would bust out crying. They would probably have a breakdown. It's like falling down and your skin break. You can wipe it down with cold water, hot towel. And you can say, well, alcohol will hurt it. Peroxide will hurt it. So I'm fine. I don't need no Band-Aid. And we go on thinking that it's okay. And so instead of us dealing with that issue, the sore get worse because of the fabric that we put over the sore. It doesn't help to cure it. It causes it to get worse than what it is. But if we nourish that wound and we continue to nourish that wound and release the pain in that wound, it would be back normal. And new skin would take place. So I'm just sharing with you. Overcome that slave master within you. And start living instead of dying. Build an empire. Stop looking at the episode of the empire. And build your own. And continue to tune in. You can download this show. And I thank you all for tuning in throughout this world and on this earth to the Black Box Show. Have a blessed and prosperous life. Peace and blessings to you and your family forever.